Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Now, TJ, we are a podcast that focuses mainly on the Detroit Lions, and we are a mere, you know, we're still in double digits, but I believe it's about 11 days from when the rookies appear for training camp, which I believe is the 23rd, vets on the 26th, fans welcome on the 30th. And one of the most, I guess, highly anticipated rookies in Detroit Lions history. Now, there's obviously been those that say, you know, Barry Sanders or Calvin Johnson most recently, or you could go down the list of rookies and their anticipation of what they're going to do throughout their career. But having a local kid in Aiden Hutchinson, who went to Dearborn Divine Child right down the road from us here in Southfield, went to the University of Michigan, you know, and we believe put that program – one of the guys that put that program on a different trajectory with what he was able to do in his senior year, and that's when a Big Ten title, get to the college football playoffs. That, what's going on in Ann Arbor is for another time, another place. But Aiden Hutchinson is now drafted number 2 overall by the Detroit Lions in this year's NFL draft, and there's been a lot of hype, a lot of discussion about what he's doing this offseason, what the expectations are for them. And I think it would be good for us to give our expectations to the fans so that maybe we can hype them up a little bit, but also temper some of those expectations of what to expect from Aiden Hutchinson in his rookie season.
Yeah, and it's about being realistic, you know. Well, I mean, but he's going to be no different than any other rookie. Every team out there now, most teams, I should say, have a number 1 pick that every fan can't wait to watch. Mm-hmm. You know, they expect them to come in and do great things from day 1 and, you know, be show Hall of Fame talent and All-Pro talent.
And there's not 32 Hall of Famers that were drafted.
It's not necessarily realistic. So we're here to talk about maybe what our expectations are as former players from a number 1 pick. As what Aiden Hutchinson can bring this season.
Let me put some numbers out there for you and for our listeners. And you've got Javon Kearse, who holds the rookie sack record. It was set in 1999, my rookie season, at 14.5 sacks. Alden Smith in 2011 for the San Francisco 49ers, 14 sacks. Micah Parsons was... we thought going to break that record as a rookie this past season. He ended up with 13. Dwight Freeney back in 2002 had 13. Another 13 with Hall of Famer, 1985, Reggie White. And, you know, you go down the list, Simeon Rice. Did you ever have a chance to play against Simeon?
No.
He was before your time?
Yeah, he was gone.
I played against him at Illinois. That was my first Big Ten game. It was Simeon Rice, Kevin Hardy, on the turf in Champaign.
Simeon Rice was a very underrated player in the NFL.
Underrated maybe on third down. Should not have been rated on first and second down.
No.
Did not
just
want any part of
sacks.
That. You wanted to get after the quarterback. And so, you know, any other, let's see, I'm just trying to think some guys that people would remember.
How about recently Bosa? Was it Nick Bosa that was up maybe 11, 12-ish, couple of 3 years ago or so, I want to say?
Well, my list does not go down. Oh, wait, it does go down that far. So we got Joey Bosa had 10.5. Let's see if there's another Bosa. There's not another Bosa I see on my list. Terrell Suggs in 2003 had 12. Julius Peppers in 02 had 12. So those are the best to ever do it as rookies.
Right.
And so that is, I would think, you know, 14 and a half by Javon Kearse would be the ceiling.
Right. And most of those guys that you mentioned are either Hall of Fame or very close Hall
very
of Fame
close to
type
it,
guys.
And but also went to teams that were ready to win,
right?
And win on a big level. You know, Tennessee in '99, you know, San Francisco in 2011. We know what they did. So it's they're teams that were kind of built to inject a rookie. And for them, the system around them was built for them to have success. I would not necessarily say that about the system with the Detroit Lions. Not that they can't, but I don't necessarily expect those numbers from Aiden Hutchinson. What is a legitimate good number for Aiden Hutchinson? You say, okay, if he hits this number, because I don't even know what the over-under is, you know, like the betting line.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Nor do I care.
Yeah. Realistic, when you're talking about numbers, pressure, sacks, hits, whatever, I think sack total for me, I think, I honestly, anywhere between 7 and 9 okay. for me, I think would be a realistic goal for him. Now, obviously, if you ask Aiden, he's probably going to tell you, you know, he wants 12, 14, 15, right, whatever. But realistic, when you understand that rookies, you know, they're going to go through a learning curve. Some go through early in the season, some go through midseason, some go through late season. You're going to go through a little bit of a lull at some point where maybe you're going to get frustrated with not having numbers. But for him, for my expectations, I think, gosh, I mean, would 8 be fair? I mean, probably, I think. You know, if you're talking about one every couple games as a rookie, I think that's enough to make a splash. But when I think my expectations for Aiden Hutchinson – I don't even think about numbers. I don't think about, well, I want him to have, you know, 2 hits a game, or I want to have him, you know, 3 pressures a game, whatever it is. I don't think about it that way. I think about, as a rookie, I want to see what kind of spark you can bring to that defense, because there's 10 other guys on that defense that are looking at you now as a number one pick, as a second overall pick, as maybe being that bell cow type guy where – you know, hey, if he's playing with, you know, unmatched enthusiasm and energy, that's gonna be contagious to the rest of the guys. So for me, it's more about, you know, non-measurable things where I want to see constant improvement, right? I want to see him develop, you know, different moves, right? Because in college, a lot of it was speed to power, right? I mean, a lot of his highlights were. You know, he's getting off the line faster than anybody else, and then, you know, getting offensive tackle uncomfortable and then running them right through their chest. I mean, you're not going to do that to NFL tackles. You're just not. Mm-hmm. You might catch him once every couple games, depending on who you're playing, but you're going to have to develop a lot of other moves to really become a premier pass rusher in this league. So for me, I think it's about the intangibles. I want to see the energy, and I want to see the passion, and I want to see him get better week in and week out, because I don't expect him to come out week one against Philadelphia and have 2 or 3 sacks. I just don't. So for me, it's just about, like I said, more about the intangibles, about what he can bring attitude, energy wise to that defense.
Yeah, I would set my expectations. I was thinking 8 or 9 when you said 7 to 9. So I'm going to say 8. In terms of the sacks that I would expect from him this year.
Right.
And much like you, and it's hard for us to know how much those intangibles have an impact on the team. But what we saw from him at college was that just tireless effort. Now, if you can get that tireless effort and say from a guy like Romeo Okwara or a Charles Harris or a Josh Pascal that's coming in with them that says, hey, I want to match that effort. And for veteran guys, like, you don't want to be outdone by a rookie.
Right.
There's nothing worse than coming in on a, you know, Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever you're going to watch the game film, and a coach point out all the good things that a rookie is doing and looking at you going, why can't you do that?
Right.
You've been in the league 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that is.
Yeah.
So that's a motivating factor.
Yeah, and it raises competition.
And could be one of those intangibles that has an influence on a Charles Harris or a Romeo Okwara or whoever else they have coming off the edge. And
yeah.
And it's also one of those things that can be very contagious for the rest of that D-line, the rest of the defense, in that, hey, you know, Aleem McNeil, Levi Onwuzurike, like those guys. And I expect Aleem McNeil to have a big year this year. I expect, and it's going to be hard to measure in numbers.
Yeah, which is fair.
But when you pair what we've seen, and